This is KLCC. I'm Connie Bennett, Director of Eugene Public Library, with a book review of Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel. Station 11 is the best-selling, award-winning breakout novel by Emily St. John Mandel, who was born and raised on an island off the coast of British Columbia. I devoured it in a single day a couple of months ago. I've been savoring and rereading it ever since. The book's primary storyline follows a troupe of actors, the Traveling Symphony, about 20 years in the future after a viral pandemic has wiped out 99% of the world's population. Although most reviewers categorize the book as post-apocalyptic or dystopian science fiction, that may be a little misleading, much as I love science fiction. Yes, it's a compelling tale that takes place in a possible near future, but I think there are several reasons it's a mistake to group Station 11 with other recent dystopian fiction. Mandel's book is superbly written in lyrical, almost poetic language. She explores her characters' efforts to re-engage in a meaningful social contract in their new reality, rather than focusing on the horror immediately following a collapse of civilization or an alternate dysfunctional reality. The book pays homage to the role of the arts in our humanity as well. The motto of the traveling troupe is a line from Star Trek, "Because survival is insufficient." I believe Station 11 is successful both as a compelling, plot-driven science fiction and as a literary novel, by which I mean with a focus on character and social issues. A lovely book which helps us to notice and celebrate both our humanity and the beauty of the world around us. This is KLCC. I'm Connie Bennett, reviewing Station 11 by Emily St. John Mandel.